The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning on the 23rd of April, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Giving me notice that he's going to be going on a vacation, rubbing it in.
Yeah.
We got any national days today, buddy?
You know, there it is. You know, my day is not coming up. Every time I go to today, it gives me yesterday, and then I go to tomorrow, and it gives me Friday.
Oh, no. So there's no national days today?
It just
today.
Doesn't want to give me a national day.
Well, let me see what I can find here. Let me see. English playwright William Shakespeare dies today. Hollywood legend and diplomat Shirley Temple was born. American punk rock band Ramones releases its first album, and the first video is uploaded onto YouTube today in 2005. So, on this date. There's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. William Shakespeare in Hamlet. Whoa, that started it. Okay, I have three guests this morning, Elizabeth and Pedro Betancourt and Eric Jones, and we're going to talk about a project or a thing they've got going here. So, who wants to start?
I can give an overview.
Make sure everybody's turned on here, buddy. Okay, we're okay.
We're good.
Yeah.
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 Phone was ringing, he was trying to hold them at bay.
I don't know how he keeps it all in hand in there.
I have an electric shock in the chair.
Oh, gosh.
And if something happens. And the first one's just kind of like a little warning.
Oh, my.
And then as they progress during the show, it gets a little bit more. But I've never had to use it on Ben.
Raise your left hand.
Used it on Alex. Had to use it on Alex twice. So, you don't want to get to level 3.
Oh, my God.
Because then I have to bring in somebody to help. Okay. All right. So let's start talking about what you've got going here.
So I'm Elizabeth Betancourt. I am co-owner of All of You Farm with Pedro. And we have owned a property out in Happy Valley since 2012, and always knew we wanted to do something for the community with that property. It's small. It's about 5 acres, covered in olive trees, as is much of Happy Valley. And we have done a community-supported agriculture, CSA, farm membership program. We've done UPIC programs. We've done pay what you can during the pandemic. And nothing was a great fit for what we wanted to do. And so we started, I met Tracy Neal, our chief probation officer here in Shasta mm-hmm. County in, between 2020, 2021. And they had at the time, at the juvenile rehabilitation facility begun the GROW program, which I know Eric will talk a little bit more about. And she saw, we both saw a potential partnership. She saw an opportunity to get youth out into the community to support their community reentry, as they work through their time at the JRF. And we saw an opportunity to, use the resources that we had to support the community. So we started our partnership in 2021 with the first cohort of youth coming out in 2022. They come out between one or five, up to five at a time with a juvenile detention officer with them. They help out on the farm. They help to grow food for the community. It all goes to nonprofits and community groups. They do wood shop. They cook, learn independent living skills. They have some curriculum, history, thinking about the role of food in the community. We work with Shasta College. They get college credits. They receive a small stipend, so they get a little bit of financial education. So it's been a really, it's been quite a journey. We have learned a lot over the last 4 or 5 years, and really excited to be continuing that partnership.
Wow. I didn't even know this was going on. I taught over at Juvie when I got back from my last tour. I was a substitute teacher in Shasta County.
Oh, cool.
And I could, you could literally teach every day. That phone rang every day. But one of my favorite, I guess, one of the more interesting ones was Juvie, because the kids are there anywhere from, and Eric can help me with this, they're there for me where from a week or several days to maybe longer months. And I think one guy was there for a couple of years because he had murdered his mom. This was back in 2007. Okay. 2007, 2008. And the kids would come in and you really could, because they were mixed ages, you really couldn't have, but they had to go to school, which meant they had to go to a classroom where you'd entertain them, you know, magazines or books or things, handouts. But it was an interesting time because the kids wanted to be in there because if they weren't there, they'd be in their cells. So, and I think that was well before they started the gardening thing. So that's interesting. So they're coming out to the farm, up to five of them with a with one of the juvie guards or custodians. How often are they out there?
We started out 3 days a week, 4 hours at a time, not the whole day. There, of course, have been some changes, staffing challenges with the juvenile facility. We acknowledge that it's a time commitment on the part of the detention officer to bring the youth out. So, we were down to 1 day a week for the last couple of years, but, super excited that at this point we're bringing them back, 2 days a week. So we'll have them Saturday mornings and Wednesday afternoons now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's after they've been in school then. Mm. Right. Yeah. Correct, Eric.
Yep.
Yeah. And because I was wondering how that worked, even though that probably they could be out there and be better for them than being in there, they'd probably be learning more than just being watched.
Well, I think, actually, Carl, you'll probably find, I would love for Eric to talk a little bit about the Tri-Mountains Academy that SCOE has established as a juvenile facility.
I want to get into that, too, of course. So they come out, are they, Eric, are they selected because they're not going to be a problem?
They are. We have actually, really worked on that process, and definitely a behavioral and based program, incentive based. We've all gone to a process where Pedro actually interviews them now as well. So they have to apply. Once they get to a certain behavioral level, and then they go through an interview process, which also helps them with, you know, that life skill in and of itself. And then, you know, based on Pedro's assessment, and comfortability with the youth, that's when the decision's made whether or not they can go. And obviously it can be revoked at any time as well if something changes.
Sure. Well, Pedro, then you're the one that tells them. Now, what's your position in this? In this whole project here.
So I'm program director, so I'm the one that they interact mostly with when they're at the farm.
There you go. Stay on that there, buddy.
Sure.
Talk to Eric.
Okay.
There you go. Because I can hear you.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You did say don't talk at me. Okay.
Yeah. So. I said talk to me, but not you. You need to talk to Eric.
I see. Okay. Okay.
It's the way the direction. These are very directional mics. They're great mics, but they are pretty directional.
Okay. So. Okay. Yeah, so like I was saying, I am the one that they primarily interact with when they're at the farm. I am the one that kind of guides them in the garden space and also in the barn and wood shop space. And, and so their time spent on the farm is always by my side.
Okay, so you're there.
He's the meat and potatoes of the program.
So you're the manager of this whole thing.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Okay, look, let's take a quick break, and because I'm interested in this thing, especially on what you know the value to these young people. That's the big thing, because you know, I remember when I was teaching, some of them were like 10. Was that right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, was it? Could they be that young?
Well, not anymore, Carl.
Okay.
Laws have definitely changed, and even when you talk about length of stay, we're seeing a lot more longer commitments.
Yeah. Well, how? What's the youngest ones in there?
So we range about 14, and now we have a 21-year-old as of today. So with the closure of DJJ, which was the previous CYA, the state closed all those facilities down. So now the local counties are responsible for these youth, and they can stay up to age 25. We've not had one that old yet.
Well, then it must have changed. Did it change in the last few years?
Yeah, it's been within the last 5 years.
Okay, because I know that there were kids in there younger than 14.
Yeah, we've definitely gone away from
that. One of them was a little burglar, cuter than hell. This guy, this little guy was just cute, and he would just go into homes. Mm-hmm. And he ends up in juvie, and there were two young girls in there that were arsonists. And they weren't 14. You know, it doesn't strike me that none of them were at least 14. They were like 12 or something mm-hmm. like that. You know, I could be wrong, but and then the rest of them were but none of them were 21.
No, not back then.
Sure. Gosh. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now, exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast stations with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Cool Labor Night's official biggest show and shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool Labor Night's returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the big show and shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool Labor Night's official big show and shine Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. You know what I forgot to do, Ben? You didn't remind me. It's all your fault. I didn't do the weather. Today, sunny with a high near 76. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 74. Saturday, just a slight chance of rain on Saturday. Just a slight chance. Not a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. But it's going to be partly sunny that day, so show and shines are still on. It's going to be a beautiful day for show and shines. And tomorrow, the cruise is on. It's going to be great. Sunday, a 40% chance of showers. Monday, slight chance of rain. But Tuesday and Wednesday, it's clearing off with temperatures in the mid-70s. So today, tomorrow, Saturday, looks like we're going to have good days for, and Sunday, it's only a 40% chance of rain. I mean, 60% chance it won't. Partly sunny. So enjoy this week, especially the show and shines today and tomorrow. There's lots of them going on, and the cruise tomorrow night. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years in the Kinney family. Outstanding service, good people, discounts for seniors and veterans. Can't say enough about them. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Pedro and Elizabeth Betancourt and Eric Jones. Eric works over at the probation here in town. And they have Elizabeth and Pedro started the Olive View Project. And it consists of having students from juvenile rehabilitation coming out to the farm and learning skills. And this has been going on since
2022.
Okay, so, and Pedro, so you talked to him to see if they've got the attitude and all of this. What kind of do you have? Do they bring you they'll bring them? Do you go to them, or do they bring them out to you to interview them for the first time?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
So the kids that we primarily will work with are kids from the Rivers Edge Academy, mm-hmm. Within the juvenile rehabilitation facility, and so what I'll do is I'll go into the JRF, which I do regularly, at least once a week, and I will visit with them. And just kind of gauge where they're at and see if they're a good fit. And then once we establish that they're a good fit, then they have to reach certain milestones, you know, during their time there.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they do that, once we know they're ready, then they come out to the farm.
Okay. So they come from the river's edge?
Yeah, most of our youth, it's a program set for longer commitments, trying to keep them in our community rather than send them out to what used to be group homes, now are short-term residential therapy houses. But we created the academy, again, to prevent that and keep them in our community, the connections there. And so because they're there for a longer stint, they tend to be able to have more opportunities, definitely a more home-like environment than the rest of our population.
When did this start?
The Rivers Edge Academy has been up for several years now.
Okay.
Yeah, more than five. Don't quote me on the exact year, but we've had it up and going now for several years.
The do you work over at juvenile?
Or
As
the assistant chief, I am housed at our facility in our administrative office, which is connected to our facility. Yes.
Okay, it's out there at juvie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're the guy.
In so many words, yes.
Yeah.
Carl.
He is the guy.
I'm
okay.
The guy.
I find this interesting. Let me go back over this. The Rivers Edge Academy, and this is for people, young people that are in juvenile hall.
Yeah. So a lot the youth there are basically youth that would have gone to group homes in the past,
right?
And so we created the academy again. Just
what do you think about group homes?
Well, they weren't very effective.
Thank you. Because I used to go on ride-alongs with the police, and they'd be having problems with the groups, and they were coming out of the homes. And they said, some homes are great. Some homes don't care.
No.
And those are the ones that are having problems.
Yeah, and so we have, like I said, a home-style environment within the facility.
Sure, sure.
And we also have GEO services who run our adult day reporting center that are housed on that housing unit that provides services continually once they're done with school throughout the afternoons. And then, again, they have opportunities to go out to Shasta College, all of you. Some of them get employed while they're still in the system. It's been working fairly well for us.
Who goes to juvie? I mean, it used to be that you could get to juvie by doing stealing gas out of somebody's car when I was growing up. You could go to juvie for a week, and the reason there was to scare the hell out of you, and it worked. But
not anymore.
Not anymore. Who ends up in, because, like I said, my experience is back from 2008, and it's changed.
Yeah. But no, some of our most, you know, risky youth, they all get assessed. Our goal is to keep them out of the rehabilitation facility, obviously, out of the court system altogether. And so they get assessed when they come in from a law enforcement agency. And a lot of times we're able to score them low enough to where the parents just come pick them up, and they never actually go through the complete process of being on a housing unit.
Picked up for some kind of
serious crime.
Serious crime.
Yeah, typically.
And they've been picked up, they go through your system, and you say, okay, we're not going to put them in.
Right.
But parents, you get like one more shot here.
You know, the probation department is charged with making those assessments.
Okay.
And so, not one more time necessarily, again, depending on the severity of the crime itself, but also, you know, what's going on in the home.
Sure.
Is it safe for them to be there? Is that where their victim is? Are there other things going on? And so we collaborate, you know, with other agencies within the county, obviously, to make those assessments before, you know, we make that determination to keep them.
Okay. All right. I'm here with Pedro and Elizabeth. Well, let me put it this way. I'm here with Elizabeth and Pedro Betancourt. I try to switch it back and forth. And Eric Jones. They're from the Olive View Project, part of the juvenile rehabilitation plans to get these kids out of the system, teach them something where they you know, on the farm itself, but history, woodworking. But they also have an opportunity to go out to Shasta College and keep themselves out of trouble. It's an honor thing, obviously. They've got to meet all the requirements. All right. And we will be right back after these messages.
Cool Labor Night's official Biggest Show and Shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool Labor Night returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high-energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the Big Show and Shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool Labor Night's official Big Show and Shine, Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Your Lions put on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the piss. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. I want to remind everybody that on Saturday, May 30th at 11 AM, and at the Veterans Memorial Grove at the Civic Auditorium, they're having the 33rd Annual Memorial Service in honor of our veterans and the dead. That's going to happen again Saturday, May 30th. At 11 a.m., and it's followed up by a free lunch afterwards there at the Civic. Also, Veteran and Senior Resource Day is going to be tomorrow, April 24th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building, Vets Hall, on Yuba Street next to the post office there. And it's hosted by the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 197 and Nation's Finest. Resource vendors come for information, assistance, chance at some good drawings that they're going to be doing. It's Veterans and Seniors Resource Day, April 24th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Vets Hall on Yuba Street. So, and I'm here with, it's very interesting because I knew nothing about this until they walked in. Elizabeth Betancourt had called me and said, I knew Elizabeth from before.
Yeah.
And, back when you were in, running for office.
That's right.
And you were, and I always thought that this woman is an expert on water.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So water, man, she knows everything about water. Why didn't somebody put her someplace up there sitting next to the gov and say, every time he says something stupid about water, go, no!
Could you arrange that?
Carl? Yeah, but you have to bring a rolled up newspaper with you and you smack him in the nose.
Yes, sir.
Elizabeth and Pedro Betancourt, who have the Olive View Farm up in Happy Valley, and then Eric Jones, who is with the probation department, kind of runs juvenile hall rehabilitation, whatever you call it, down there. You always called it juvie. It sounded good. Hey, where you been? Juvie. Yeah, it got me 3 days. Yeah, I was speeding down the road. Okay. But now you don't get to juvie unless you've done something a little more, let's say, damaging.
Yeah.
Okay. And they have the Olive View Project, where some of the young people from the Juvenile Rehabilitation Center are coming out to the farm, and they're learning things. They're learning farming. They're learning woodworking. And you said something about history classes. Or some educational classes out there, too?
Because the program is focused around food production and sharing with
food
the community.
Food production, that's right.
It's really food history. So thinking about, like, the Gandhi Salt March and things that empower, lessons that empower the youth participating to understand the role of food and the role that it's played in society.
Now, they've got, they have a big garden out there. Is that correct, Pedro?
Yes.
They do. Okay. When we say big, is that like an acre?
No. When it's in full production, it is about a third of an acre.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a lot.
It is.
And growing what?
Boy, just all of the everyone's favorite summer vegetables, some winter stuff, lots of winter greens right now.
Uh-huh.
We have tomatoes in the ground already, because we have March.
So is my father-in-law.
Yeah.
He's got them on right now.
Yeah, we've got lots of things ready for transplant right now. So peppers and cucumbers and melons. And
okay.
Yeah.
Now, where does the food go?
So we have several places that it goes to. Primarily, the youth that come out. So we have other cohorts of youth that come out too.
Oh, okay. From where do they come?
Kids that have been through the system and that are now have been released.
Okay.
They come. We invite some of them to come back.
Okay.
And then we also have youth that haven't been in contact or
prevention.
So it's kind of a preventative.
It's called PM, preventative maintenance.
Preventative maintenance. That's right. Yeah. So I think right now we have about five. We have five youth that come out during the week.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they are able to take some of the food home, and then also we distribute some of the food to the We've done this in the past where we've collaborated with Empire Recovery Center. We've given them food. Shasta College Food Bank, their pantry.
Okay. So, do you ever take it down to like the farmers markets?
We haven't done that.
I'm just thinking about that. You know, it might be a chance for some of the your students go down there and interact with people. And
actually,
you know,
the JRF has been doing that.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. So last summer we started. We call it a farm stand. And so any abundance of produce that the kitchen isn't able to use, we were able to set up a stand. And last summer we were only doing it at the facility out front, but the youth were out there interacting with the community. They would come and pick what produce they wanted. They were able to make donations, and then the youth, you know, did reconcile change receipts, and so it was a good opportunity for them.
Okay, so this was right there at the juvenile facility. Now, I've seen your garden out there. How big is that garden? Okay.
I'd say about maybe an eighth of an acre.
Okay. Yeah. It's not huge, but
it seems like it's 10 to 12 beds.
Oh, okay.
We've got 3 chicken coops. We've got the goats out there.
That's right. Because we have friends that live down that road further out. Mm-hmm. And we'll go by it. And I think I've seen goats out there.
Yeah.
What do you do with the goats?
Well, you know, initially there was a lot of thought around having them graze the property.
Good idea.
And also there was an initial thought of using them for some yoga. At this point, that hasn't panned out. The goats have gotten rather lazy, for lack of a better term. But the kids really do like to interact with them. And having them out there is just another opportunity.
I've seen goat yoga. I've seen the reels where people are doing in these positions and the goats are jumping up on top of them. Those little baby goats, you know, the little miniature goats.
Yeah.
And who's...
Tell
the truth. Was that your idea?
No.
The goat yoga?
I'm happy to say it was not Maro. Okay.
I can just see how that one went up the chain. We need to get 3 goats. We can do goat yoga with the kids. What are they doing now? They're just laying there.
Yeah.
You know, they're just laying there. They're fat. You know,
essentially.
Yeah. They just eat what they want. Yeah.
Yeah. Interestingly enough,
hey,
we're getting
never dare,
too.
Never dare, never succeed.
That's right.
There you go. Okay. So, so if I'm, do you still have the, like your market out there?
So we've actually, were able to procure a trailer. So we plan to go mobile this summer.
Okay.
And get to other areas of the community, so it's not just at the facility.
Yeah. A mobile farmer's market.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm trying to think, you know, I mean, gosh, you could put it in a lot of different places. God, you know what I mean? You could put it down in a corner down here.
Mm-hmm. Just like
in somebody.
What? Just like a food truck.
You know, kind of like a food truck, but I mean, a vendor truck.
I mean, you just take it wherever and wherever the people are at.
Sure. Okay. Eric, is it a success?
Absolutely. 100%. You know, it's unfortunate we're not able to serve more youth, but the youth we do, like Pedro said, stay connected with him. He's really instrumental in building a relationship that they look for when they're not in the facility. And having that community connection really allows them to, you know, expand their knowledge and opportunities. I would say without a doubt, this is something we definitely are proud of and want to continue doing for a long time.
Okay. Good. Okay, we're going to Ben, we're going to take an early break. Okay, we're going to take an early break, and we will be back right after these messages.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Country fans, are you ready? Check out those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Bobkin by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart racing, rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Total Good Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at RedingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at RedingBarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Right now, every slow on the place I wanna be. Just
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, and a tremendous selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years right here in Redding. Been at one best in the North State 4 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, only place we go to shop for jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Elizabeth and Pedro Betancourt and Eric Jones. Elizabeth and Pedro own Olive View Farm, and Eric is kind of is the guy out at Juvenile Rehabilitation Center. From the probation department, and they have a program that where the people from the juvenile facility go out to Olive View, and they have a garden out there. They learn woodworking. They get food history classes, and then you've got other things for the young people out at Shasta College and go to school. Mm-hmm. A number of these different things. And before I get to how do people support this is, what are some of the other programs that you have? You just don't bring them in and lock them up.
No, not at all. We have two mental health clinicians, that, HHSA provides for us that are in-house. We work closely with Shasta Community, Health as well, for some of the physical needs. And then we have, GEO, which runs our day reporting center, who provide cognitive behavioral services, as well as Victor Community, provides some anger replacement therapy. We have a slew of other volunteers that come in from AA to NA, religious services, anything really we can get our hands on, we bring in to help these youth.
Okay, and the youth range from 14 to 21. You said you had a 21 in there.
Correct.
But is that kind of unusual?
Well, historically, yes, Carl, but again, as the state has changed some of the legislation surrounding the juvenile justice system, it's becoming a more common.
Okay.
But again, not regular.
You don't, maybe the 21-year-old would not fare well in the county jail. Some things like that, maybe. Or,
not at this point. And, yeah. And again, having committed a crime and gone through the juvenile justice system, he remains our responsibility.
Okay. All right. This can't be, you two are doing this because it's the right thing to do, Pedro and Elizabeth. But it also costs money to do this. So how do you all, how's this paid for?
Yeah, actually, our very first grant to support this program was from the Redding Rancheria Community Foundation. So really, really proud.
Does not surprise me a bit.
Right? We're in their sweet spot of youth and Happy Valley. And
Yeah.
Please, they continue to support the program. So we're really grateful to them.
That's not a surprise at all.
Yeah.
They do so much for our community. So something like this, I could see they could be involved in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we've received funding from other sources as well. We received an early grant from the California Department of Food and Agriculture from their Ag Plates grant. So anybody going around there with an agricultural license plate helped to pay for this program. We received funding from the California Department of Healthcare Services through the Prop 64 funding, the legalization of cannabis. They provided a grant, a very large grant in our very first year, actually, to help pay Pedro in part. But generally speaking, I am certainly a volunteer.
Which group was that?
California Department of Healthcare Services.
Oh, okay.
Through the Prop 64 grant proceeds.
Oh, okay. Because I thought I heard cannabis in there.
Yeah.
Oh,
Prop 64 legalized cannabis.
Got it.
And so the taxes from that in large part go to youth support, rehabilitation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool. It's
at least it's, you know.
Very generous amount of funding, as you can imagine. Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, if people are going to do it, you might as well help to,
You might as well help the youth and try and,
Avoid it.
Avoid it.
Yes. Indeed.
Yeah, because I was listening to it and I heard cannabis and I went, wait a minute.
You're perked up.
It, yeah. Well, no, I stopped listening when I heard that part, so I had to go back again. I went, well, you know what? It's going to a good
absolutely.
Use.
Okay. Absolutely.
So your success rate here, Eric. Do you have enough information that?
I think overall we've had about 50 youth over the last several years participate. As far as the success rate goes, I can't speak to that per se. Obviously, a lot of factors go into what success means.
Yeah. Well, but to me, success means you don't come back to juvie.
Correct, mm-hmm. correct. But as they get older, they may enter the adult system.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So maybe not a success in some people's eyes, but definitely while they're in the program, we do see some growth. And it's really about the ones that stay connected. You know, Pedro, again, is instrumental in allowing that connection to continue, and it's just a matter of whether or not the youth take advantage of that.
So what do, Pedro? Do you, you obviously, you're dealing with them daily, and you're becoming a mentor, and, you know, maybe a statement, maybe even a father figure, because a lot of them probably don't have fathers. What's your feedback on this?
Oh, boy. Yeah, when you mentioned that I become like a father figure, yeah, that speaks to my heart because I do carry these kids in my heart.
Yeah.
Makes it very interesting. So the way I interact with these kids or the way that I try to portray the program with them, you know, it's in our house. It's in our home.
Yeah.
And so we try to provide a very welcoming, affirming, you know, space.
Yeah.
If we think back, you know, those of us that are now, you know, advanced in years, we think about the span of our life and the things that really impacted our life. You know, it was the relationships. It was really like the really good days, you know.
Yeah.
That you remember. And so what we try to provide these kids when they're out there are just, you know, that kind of day.
A good day.
A good day.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Good interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Had a guy on from Cool April Nights last night. Mm-hmm. His dad bought a car when he was 16 or something like that. Neither one of them knew anything about working on cars.
Wow.
And it was 69, some old, you know, muscle car. Neither one of them knew anything about working on cars. Mm-hmm. And they worked on that car for years. And they still talk about it to this day. And I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Some kid maybe has not had days like this.
Yeah.
You know, a young person has not had days like this. He can pull on that maybe for some strength later on.
Well, and I'll just say, too, you know, they also provide a family dinner, which a lot of these kids miss out on. And so Pedro and Elizabeth, again, at their home, allow them to not only cook the food that they've been harvesting or growing, but then to sit down like a family and enjoy that opportunity is really a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, too, you know, having lunch with Pedro one day and having his phone ring and it being one of our previous youth just calling him out of the blue was really something that, you know, stuck with me, too, that he's available and this, you know, kid, for whatever reason, just wants to chat or maybe something was going on and is able to just reach out and call Pedro, you know, is just something they don't have.
Yeah, because you're their lifeline.
Yeah.
In a way. So,
well, I think
I don't want to put pressure on you, but obviously it's working.
That's a really good statement, though, Carl, because actually we were just talking about this morning how so many of these youth do not have parental figures that they can rely on.
Of course.
They've either been used, you know, or the parental figures left.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they call Peter to say hi. They call him for a ride to work. They call him when they don't have money for food.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge challenge for us,
of course,
to balance that, and it's incredibly rewarding to be trusted in that way.
Okay. Now, how do people get a hold of y'all if they want to help with this? You know, obviously, Red Rancheria is, but other people, how can they help?
We would love more local support. So, yes, they can find us at our website, which is www.oliveviewfarm.net. And under the community building tab, you can learn about the farm there, but the community building tab has the work that we're doing with youth. There is a description of everything we've talked about today, as well as a donate button. And the money really does go, like, as I said, I am a volunteer. Pedro's usually a volunteer. The money goes to serving youth. So we purchase supplies, equipment. We pay their stipend. It goes to helping them buy food. It goes to supporting programming.
Okay. Olive View Farm.
Together.
.net.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you all on Giving Tuesday?
We haven't been to date. This is, I have a day job.
I just wondered.
And so, I am trying to get it together to be a better administrator for this program.
Does it have anything to do with water?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. And forests.
Yeah, I still remember to this day. Gosh, is there anything she doesn't know about water? Anyway. Okay. Hey, well, thank you so much for being with us today. And, I hope, we've spread the word. About the good things that are happening, and you know, some alternative ways of handling kids. Hey, yeah, we're going to break from the news. We come back. William Tarbeau, our new city manager, is going to join us this morning at 8:05. We'll be right back.
Casey Nars, Chester Redding.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump is out with a new warning about the Strait of Hormuz.
In a statement posted on his social media site, the president ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats that are choking the Strait of Hormuz. He said there is to be no hesitation. The president also said the military is intensifying its mine-clearing efforts in the critical waterway. And the strait, he said, will remain under U.S. control until Iran is able to make a deal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli and Lebanese officials meet today in Washington looking to extend a fragile 10-day ceasefire that began last week. Following months of delay, the European Union has approved a $106 billion loan for Ukraine.
The package will help Ukraine reach its economic and military needs for the next 2 years. The decision came after Russian oil began flowing again through a key pipeline in Hungary and Slovakia. The EU also approved new sanctions against Russia over its war on Ukraine. Both Hungary and Slovakia had previously blocked approval of the loan and sanctions because of a feud with Ukraine over halted Russian oil deliveries. Ukrainian officials blamed Russia, saying it had damaged the pipeline with drone attacks. Ukraine desperately needs the 90 billion euro loan package to support its war-ravaged economy. I'm Karen Schemmer.
Virginia's new Democrat-friendly congressional map has been ruled unconstitutional by a circuit court. An injunction blocks the map from being certified and taking effect. An appeal to the Virginia Supreme Court is expected. An $81 billion Warner Paramount mega merger has cleared another hurdle. It has won shareholder approval. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 11 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is 25 points lower. The S&P, 5 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Two trains have collided in Denmark, leaving 5 people critically hurt, a dozen others with minor injuries. Police call it a major incident.
The collision happened early today north of Copenhagen. A spokesman for the North Zealand police says there were 38 people on board the two trains. Investigators looking into the cause of the collision. Photos show the front ends of the train smashed, but both remain upright. Local mayor says some of the injured were airlifted to a nearby hospital. The British Parliament has passed a bill to make cigarettes inaccessible to future generations in the UK. Children born after December 31st, 2008 will never be able to buy cigarettes under the new Tobacco and Vapes Bill. The legislation awaits formal approval by King Charles. It will also regulate tobacco, vaping, and nicotine products. The UK will have one of the toughest anti-smoking measures anywhere in the world. News and analysis at townhall.com. Police are hunting for a 17-year-old on charges of attempted murder after a weekend shooting near the University of Iowa, Iowa City campus. Five people were treated for gunshot wounds and one woman remains in critical condition. Looking for a partner to challenge you in a game of ping pong?
A paddle-wielding robot is so adept at playing table tennis that it's posing a tough challenge to elite human players and sometimes defeating them, according to a new study in the journal Nature that shows how advances in artificial intelligence are making robots more agile. Japanese electronics giant Sony built the robotic arm it calls Ace and pitted it against professional athletes. Ace proved a worthy adversary, though one with some non-human attributes. Nine camera eyes positioned around the court and an uncanny ability to follow the ball's logo to measure its spin. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 23rd of April, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Did you ever find the national days?
I did.
Okay,
so
let's go.
National Picnic Day.
Picnic Day.
It's National Take a Chance Day.
Take a Chance Day.
And National Lost Dog Awareness Day.
Wait a minute. Lost Dog.
Yes.
Okay.
Awareness Day.
Oh, okay. I wish my dog would get lost. I can't lose him. I cannot lose him.
I don't think you could lose him.
No, Buford. Yeah. And if he did, one of you all would have him. And or
right,
just
true.
True. Okay, let's look at the weather here. As you know, cool April nights is in full swing, and today is going to be beautiful. Sunny with a high near 76. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 74. And we know what happens tomorrow night. The cruise. I think I'm going to practice. I'm going to go up and down Pine Street with my Chevy truck. But with the cost of diesel the way it is, it's going to be a short cruise. It'll be from on my way home down Pine Street to my house. That's my cruise. Saturday, okay, slight chance of rain. Don't stay away from the show and shines. They will be rolling during that time. And Saturday night, good. And then Sunday, small chance of rain, partly sunny. And then Monday, a slight chance of rain. And Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny with highs near 74. So it looks like all in all, we're going to be able to finish out cool April nights in a good time. Look at all the show and shines. Go to all of them. Go to them. Well, you can't go to all of them unless you, I mean, you really, really have to have that planned out because there's a lot of them out there. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business out of Anderson, been in the business close to 30 years. Third generation of the Kinney family is working there, started by Chuck and Junie Kinney. They provide just outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. Good people, the Kinney family, have won awards for hiring veterans. State-level awards for hiring veterans, you're not going to be sorry. locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here, thank you very much, with Redding's city manager, William Tarbeau. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You sure did. Thank you.
Okay. Let me get you a little bit closer there. Okay. So, William, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, my career started out in the private sector, and that's pretty much how I was trained. You know, my background is in...
Where were you born?
I
mean, that's good what you did, but, are you from California?
Yeah.
Or are you from what?
So I'm a native San Franciscan.
Oh, okay.
So don't hold that against me.
No.
Well, but multi-generational native San Franciscan. And I say this to anybody who will listen, but it used to be a different city. And most people wouldn't believe me if I told them how it used to be. So you're.
Well, I lived down there in the late 60s out in Burlingame. And I'd come home from school during the summers and spent a lot of time down in the city. Yeah. And you try to tell people what it was like. Right. And that was before your time. But how clean and friendly and, I mean.
Yeah. But even for me growing up. It was amazing. It was outstanding. It's a very vibrant city. It's wealthy in intellect and art and business. It had heavy industry, tech industry, the starting of that. Talk about when I was younger. It was just a really good place to be. Very good schools. You know, I was fortunate enough to go through the private school system there, which was, pretty substantial and set me up in a good position in life. So I feel very fortunate and blessed for that. So it was a very good time. That's where I come from.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah, and it was during a different
time.
Were you there long enough to see the changes in that area?
Yeah. I mean, I was there the whole time, even when I was doing different things around the country for, my variety of different work that I had to perform. You know, my home base was in San Francisco, so even if I'm gone for a couple of years, I'm always back at least a couple times.
Sure.
So my family lives there, my brother's a police officer. We're pretty embedded in the community. And
is that the one that was a Marine?
That's the one that was a Marine, yes.
Okay. All right.
He's very proud. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Always.
Yeah.
So you're always a Marine. You may wear different uniforms, but you're always a Marine. So, okay. So what was your feelings when, because you loved the city, when you saw all this happening?
So it's depression, to be quite frank. It's very depressing. Especially if you were in a position of in government with a little bit of responsibility. I was a bureau superintendent, division, fairly large division, with a lot of different responsibilities. And, we took great care. It was a pretty amazing place. The employees were great. We were a trades-based system for the actual workers. It was civil service, so... The testing in was fairly substantial, so the people that you were working with were of very high caliber, regardless of whether mechanical engineering or electrical engineering or a tradesman of whatever trade that may be, steam fitter, plumber, it doesn't matter. So everybody took great pride in their work. They viewed themselves in very high regard as the experts in their field. So when you see these things happening around you, like the statues of Christopher Columbus, and I'm not making a political statement, but just
no, I understand.
These beautiful old statues that have been there for 100-plus years, pulled down. So they had to – this is after I left, but they had to send out crews in the middle of the night with the cranes to try to safely pull out the statues so that they wouldn't be further damaged.
And, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just to see how the streets have
– Yep.
And then – my wife loves San Francisco. She used to perform down there in one of the main hotels in the big square there. And you see the hotels are shutting down.
Yes.
I mean, that was several years ago, and I don't know what's happened since then. And because tourists weren't coming.
Right.
Because of everything they were reading. And, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of arrogance there about it doesn't matter what's happening here, people will come because we're so great, right? Well, there's a point where...
I think they're rethinking that one.
They are rethinking. Because there's a point where I'm just not going to come. If I want to go to the Orpheum Theater, and I know that's the only place I can go to go see the show, and it's an amazing show, and the show itself is amazing, but I literally probably need armed escort to get from the parking garage a block away to
oh my God.
The entrance.
Yeah.
You know, that's a bad thing. And that's if you're lucky, you're just walking over bodies.
Yeah, so, that's what we noticed the last time we were there. We were going to see Hamilton, mm-hmm. and that's when COVID hit, and they canceled it.
Right.
That day they canceled it. But to get there I'd read about it. We both read about it. But walking through the stepping over people, stepping over stuff on the sidewalk, we were dressed up, and it was kind of like, it's true. It's true what they say.
It is, and seeing is believing. It's hard to talk about. It just doesn't register for most people. And, you know, this was a city where, you know, a black tie event was a normal thing.
Yeah.
And now you have to, like, you know, you can't really do that. You don't want to expose yourself as, like, you don't even want to show that you're having a good time.
You're oh my gosh.
Going A to B. It's more like Manhattan, where you just want to put your head down, go fast, block to block.
Wow. It's changed so much. Hey, I'm here with William Tarbo, who is the Reading City Manager, and we're talking about, about where he came from and now we're going to talk about how he got here. And I've been reading, because this is the first chance we've had to really talk and to talk about your vision for the city, because that's so important. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has 24 residents working there, 24 residents that are working there for 3 years. And these residents are working in the clinics. This is a program that's been going on a couple years that one of the things that we as a community, and I know Shasta Regionals do it, but we as a community need to think about how do we keep our residents here? There's something like 54 residents anytime in Reading going either to Shasta Regional Mercy or the health or the community health. How do we keep half of them here every every graduating class? And I think we're talking about a medical school, which is a great idea. You know, it's possible. But what can we do to keep those here? Well, Shasta Regional Medical Center is working at that to enhance the number of doctors we have right in our community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And we'll be right back with William Tarbo.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Check out those booths. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Steel of Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Black Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Cool Labor Night's official Biggest Show and Shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool Labor Night returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the Big Show and Shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool Labor Night's official Big Show and Shine, Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Parker with Josh Parker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly for something like a job transfer. Well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna from Siskit has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Today, the 23rd of April, 8:21 in the morning, 44 degrees out there and sunny. It's going to be beautiful. Beautiful day. The Reading Rodeo, my friends, is quickly approaching. It's going to be running from May 13th through the 16th. And I have good news and bad news. Good news is there's tickets available for Wednesday and Thursday night. And that's Native American Appreciation Night. If you've not been there on that night, you need to go. It's like a mini Stillwater powwow. And Native Americans are out there in regalia and dancing, and you're going to get a quick history lesson, a very quick one, and enjoy that during the rodeo. And Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink. We're fighting cancer, breast cancer. Friday and Saturday, I'm sorry, Thursday is family night. Friday and Saturday are sold out, sorry to say. So, but there's still tickets available for Wednesday and Thursday, and they've got a lot of new things out there making it even easier for our rodeo patrons to come in and see one of the top 40 rodeos in the United States right here in Redding, California, national TV, all of it. Right here. So get your tickets at ReddingRodeo.com. Don't go to other places. You're going to pay a lot more. Go to ReddingRodeo.com Wednesday and Thursday night. I'm here with William Tarbaugh, who is Redding's city manager. You were the public works director in Concord.
Yes.
If I'm reading this right, executive leadership in Benicia and San Francisco, you're overseeing infrastructure, utilities, and organizational initiatives there. So and you've worked in places bigger with more than Reading. What interested you in coming to Reading?
You know, honestly, there was a lot, and it's mostly personal. Reading is a place that, you know, my family wants to be. It was a very conscientious effort to want to, you know, our options are either you leave the state or you go to a part of the state where you're more in alignment. And that's, you know, family values, the opportunity to have outdoor. I mean, most of California, if you're at a certain age, you will remember California as not so built up where you could actually have open space in between cities. And now it's just a sprawl.
Mm-hmm.
If you're down in the southern part, it's a one big continuous sprawl. So Reading is still what I would state is like an older part of California. It's very much the same as when I used to come up here in the 80s. It has almost the same population. The boundary is maybe just a little bit different, bigger in the city. And that's about it. Other than that, you know, it's a good family community surrounded by incredible nature. The opportunities to just have a healthy lifestyle and upbringing and raise your family is here, whether it's, you know, your faith, the outdoor activities, the ability to be around, you know, people that are of the, you know, you don't want full homogeneity, but you want the ability to live a good life without being vilified for trying to live a good life. And, you know, that's what Reading is, and that's why we're here.
And that's kind of what you were just talking about when you're in San Francisco. If you're having a good life, you don't want to tell anybody because they're looked down on. I don't understand that at all. when you came here, you realized that we had some problems going on.
Right.
I'm sure you did your due diligence on that. What's the biggest problem or concern that you have now that you've been here a little bit over a month?
Officially 2 months.
Officially 2 months. Okay. So is that a fair question?
Yes, it's a fair question, and it's not an easy answer to the dilemma that we face. It's multi-pronged. There are issues with revenues, issues with the ability. You just actually discussed it. I believe it was either the commercial about the Mercy Hospital, whatever the hospital was, Shasta Regional. Sorry about that. But about retaining your intellectual capacity on these doctors, et cetera.
Sure.
I mean, these are needed to not just provide services to the community, but this is intellectual capital that you can have in the community. Then that turns into financial capital as they advance. And it's a draw for future people like that. And it's an infusion into the community, and it's an infusion of ideas, intellect, literally blood.
Mm-hmm.
And money. And that is good for the community. So, you know, Reading needs a little bit of that. So that's part of the long-term goal, is to be able to provide that.
You provide your intellectual gold,
right,
that we need. I have not heard it put like that, you know, because most of us think of more mundane things. But you're right. If you have that intellectual capability, that grows.
That's how I view it. I view it as intellectual capital. So your intellectual capital are your doctors, civil engineers, lawyers, whatever, you know, insert profession. I'll throw architects in there. I don't want to, like, disrespect them. But anything. By the way, that goes for high-level traits. You have a lot of very high-level tradesmen here in this city. These are skilled positions. You have to be trained, not just physically in your trade. You have to be intellectually trained. So we're not talking about some, you know, ivory tower, college educated type thing. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about the doctors, obviously, you know,
yeah,
that's a lot of schooling. But we're also talking about the trades-based system, enhancement of that. And all this goes into just the influx into the community that probably needs to be sustained. And, you know, with that, how do you draw that? Well, good governance, stable governance, where we can prove for the long term that we have viability, that we're not going to default, that we're running a lean, optimized operation, that we can prove to the world to draw capital in right? All they care, they want to see the balance sheet, they want to see the books, they want to see that we're well run. So if we can prove that we are optimized, efficient, running lean, and providing services, then the government is doing everything that they can to give a portfolio over to those that can come in with jobs, money, capital, et cetera, and say, this is the place we want to be. We're going to be able to get services provided at the lowest cost possible. There are there's infrastructure in place that is optimized, i.e. REU, our electric capacity.
Yes.
But that also goes to, you know, our water rights are fairly substantial.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a great sewer operation, et cetera. I mean, talking about just the utilities. By the way, throw in solid waste on that. We have our own garbage operation, which runs better than I've worked with, which were all outsourced, whether it was Recology, Waste Management, or Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And this one operates far better. So if we can just lean ourselves out, bring our efficiencies up, then we're going to be able to be a draw for this other element that has to happen for a successful Reading, for long-term viable success and growth, which is to draw the capital in.
And we're going to talk about that when we get back from this break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Yes, I found him in 2007. You know this. I've never gone to another barbershop. Going there today, in fact. I'm getting kind of shaggy. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, as you all know. You can make appointments that work on your schedule, too. That always, always like that. So I can either call them at 530-244-9478, or you go to Booksy.com and go to Cypress Square Barbershop, and you can see which days and hours are open and set your appointment that way. And then you get a text that says, okay, you've got a haircut appointment there with who, and then the day of your haircut, they send you another text or email. What a way to do it. It works. Like I said, never had a bad haircut there. Tim and Logan, just two good guys. And it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated. And we'll be right back with William Tarbo.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
This Mother's Day, don't just give Mom a car.
Give her a feast she'll never forget.
Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch.
Chef-carved prime rib,
fresh succulent crab,
omelet and French toast station
with an assortment of savory sides and desserts.
Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives.
With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
Visit windriver.com for more details.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 23rd of April, 8:34 in the morning, and 45 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day for those show and shines. I'm here with William Tarbo, who is the city manager of Redding, California. We listened to his kind of philosophy of bringing in different types of capital, but one is intellectual capital, and he holds doctors in that, but also traits, which is, you know, haven't heard it that way, but you're absolutely right. The ability to get things done, if you need to build, need to have things taken care of, that you've got a strong group there that is well-trained to be able to do that. One of the things you talked about is bringing in business. A lot of times people say, well, it's not the city's job, but I disagree with that, because if you don't have a strong city, like you said, if you don't have the infrastructure and the people and the capability, mm-hmm. and to me, that's the city and the county
right.
that do that. So tell us what you're thinking about that.
Well, I agree. I completely agree. I mean, technically, I guess it's not, quote unquote, the city's job to do that. But, you know, good governance is actually setting up a community to thrive, where you're going to be safe, happy, healthy, and if you do it right, wealthy. And yeah. you can do that by setting up, the government has to be actively engaged and be working for the citizens. What is the betterment of the community? What does that look like? Well, you know, bringing in business, bringing in money, bringing in capital, and like I said, intellectual as well as financial capital. And everybody is lifted up. What's that phrase about the port, the water lifts all boats?
A rising tide lifts all boats.
Thank you. I need to go to the former Marine to get that one. It's
never, not former. No.
Always.
Go to the Marine. Go to the Marine. Yeah, I'm going to tell your brother you just said that.
Yeah, don't.
Okay. Hey, one of the things that you've done is – there was going to be a price hike on electricity.
Yes.
And the head of REU was in it explaining it, and you stopped that. And the other thing you did is you're bringing in an outside crew to look at practices and how we do things here in Redding.
That's
Could
correct.
You elaborate on that?
Yeah. So there was nothing inherently wrong with the electric rate study. It was something that had to be addressed. The timing of it with me coming in mm-hmm. was unfortunate. It was a bad timing situation. And quite frankly, it's my belief that there could have been a little bit of a different angle in terms of how it was viewed. So it was a very well-run rate study. It's from a capital standpoint, investment. It's about, you know, selling and buying of power, et cetera. But there are other elements in play within the city of Redding, and there's a reminder that the electric utility is a municipal utility owned by the city of Redding. So it's not a special district, and they're not their own company. And the director makes a point of trying to explain that every time he has to talk,
mm-hmm.
because people do think it is a private entity, private enterprise.
Yeah.
It's an enterprise unit of the city. So, yeah, we put a cease on the rates. Let's readdress. Let's take a look. We're going to look at everything. So I brought in a engineering/consulting firm that specializes in efficiency operations. It's called Lean Six Sigma. and it's about optimization of operations. You know, the engagement's designed to identify sustainable operational improvements and cost efficiencies, and we're really looking at eliminating costs. I mean, I don't want to throw numbers out because I'll be held to it forever, but I can tell you that they're going to be, you know, our goal is fairly substantial because our need is substantial. So it's not about just throwing out a number and say that would look really good. We have financial distress. We have a structural deficit. We have a looming situation. So we have a goal, and this is how we're going to achieve it, is by a very hard data scrub of the entire operation from top to bottom. Physical interviews are being taken place with all the workers. Not every single worker, obviously, but a very good capturing pool. Physical site visits, process mapping of operations, everything. There's going to be a very deep look at what the current structure is, the organizational structure. Do we need to realign departments? Do we need to realign individuals? We have very, very high talent people that work for the city. Are they in the right department? Are they doing the right thing? We have duplication of duty. So I have to differentiate between redundancy and duplication. Redundancy is great. Duplication is not good when you're trying to run an efficient operation. You have multiple people spread out over the city doing the exact same job that aren't coordinated because they work for different departments. So that's an example of small things.
I frankly, William, I think this is a great idea. I think every government entity, and if you remember DOGE, that, you know, when Trump came in and caused all this consternation, but the idea itself is, especially something as large as the federal government, but even city and county, that they've been doing the same thing for years, and it's, you know, for them it's successful in their little silo. But how does that fit in on the overall achievement of the mission? And having an outside group come in and look at it, and I know it costs 300 something thousand, whatever it was, but on the amount of things it can do and its reputation for being able to do that, is going to help us in the short run and long run.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
Absolutely. And also transparency. There is an absolute belief in the community. And remember, I've been here only 2 months on the job and 2.5 months in my living here. But one thing that I've picked up on is there's mistrust and a perception of lack of transparency. Both of them are perceptions. Reality is probably, you can trust your government. Nobody is purposefully trying to deceive, defraud, do anything of that nature.
Sure.
You know, sometimes mistakes are made, but there's nothing done that's malicious. You know, but we need to correct that. And one of the ways to be corrected, which has already been addressed by the city council very effectively, is the finance committee that's being stood up right now, the audit committee that's being stood up right now. I could tell you that these are going to be some real close partners of mine in what we're going to do. And this is the participation of the community is going to be fairly significant. And because we all live here together, this is our community, and it's not an us versus them. This is us. It's an us and us. So
us have to succeed.
Us have to succeed 100%. Yeah. And, you know, I'm fully vested. My goal is to have 100% success in this arena in order to turn the ship, because it's all here. Everything is here. If I didn't think this was achievable, I wouldn't have come. So there are things you can do.
Sure.
And I think it's 100% achievable. Not only 100% achievable, but quite frankly, I think that Reading is going to be the goalpost for other agencies. I mean, I've got a lot of people reaching out to me. They're all watching. And if there's even a modicum of success, and there's going to be far more than that, they're going to do the same thing where they're at. And it's just going to – and it's – by the way, this has no political agenda affiliation or leaning.
Yeah.
The agencies that are reaching out to me are the ones that would be perceived as far left. You know why? Because efficiency is efficiency, and it has no color, race, religion. And running a government that's not going to default has no race, color, religion. It is about operating appropriately, properly, for the maximum return on investment of your community.
And if you've, and if you're into that situation, you say they're on the left, that they have a tendency to, I hate to use the word squander, but squander money on things that, that does not help the vast majority of the citizens or keeps the city government moving forward.
Right.
Something like that. And it could be either side, like you said. And by the way, talking to William during the breaks, very apolitical. It's, his whole thing, his whole, message is moving, finding out how we can make Reading a better place and moving us forward, which means he'll probably leave in 5 years or less. Well, come on. I mean, but this, this is a very ambitious goal that you have here. Can you do it? Can we do it? It's not you.
Yeah.
Can we do it? And what do we have to do to move forward like this as a community? And I'm going to give you a few minutes to think about it because we're going to take a quick break right now.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Hamilton Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Cool Labor Night's official Biggest Show in Shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool Labor Night's returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high-energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the Big Show in Shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool Labor Night's official Big Show in Shine, Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow morning, Richard Gallardo is coming in at 7. Talk about his run for the county supervisor. And then Shasta Unfiltered. It's a new online news thing. Online newspaper, I guess you'd call it. They've been around for a little bit, and they're going to come on and talk about what they do. So that's tomorrow right here at Free Fire Radio. But today we have William Tarbo, who is our city manager here in Redding. And when we left, he's got plans. I mean, some very ambitious plans. But what do we as a community, how are we going to move forward and assist in moving our community forward? Because I think that's, no matter what your political bent is or other things, you want our community to keep growing, moving forward, and be able to take care of our infrastructure, our public safety. What else? Well, those are the two big things, infrastructure and public safety, well, and medical and all that.
Right.
So this is going to guarantee that? Could?
I can't really say guarantee, but
yeah,
I would say guarantee. The probabilities in the high 99%.
Okay.
This is going to be successful. And, you know, how the community can engage and participate is, you know, we are for the people, by the people, for the people, literally.
Yeah.
So go to the city council meetings, speak at public comment, join a committee, be on a commission. I just talked about the audit committee and the financial committee. We have a very high, good turnout on that of some very, very qualified people who actively want to engage. So I want to say that with pride, that we have very esteemed members of the community with true skill sets and knowledge that are coming forward and want to be part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's going to actively engage and invigorate the community, because like I said before, it's us, right?
It is us.
Yeah, us has to fix us, and us has to move forward. And all of this is possible. So we just want to get our ship straight, get in alignment, optimize our own internal operations, work with the citizens of the city through these committees and groups and outreach, have them engaged, actively participate with us, and we'll set the plan on how we can move forward these great initiatives that we've done, these efficiencies that we gain, the proof of concept of a lean operation to draw in business. And how can we support that? What are our support infrastructures in the community?
This has got to be so transparent.
Yes.
Because people, they do clickbait a lot of times, but it's deeper than that. It's got to be something that, okay, this is the policy we're doing. This is why we're doing it. This is the results of this action. I mean, we're in debt. How much? $5 or $6 million?
That's correct.
Least.
Yeah. And it will escalate. If we don't do anything, it's exponential.
Yeah. And our tax revenue, from everything I've heard, is below that, even that very conservative estimate that they made about it going up 2.8% or
right.
Something like that.
That's correct.
And so that's got to be turned around.
Yeah. So we have extreme challenges.
Yeah.
So it's a very hard thing to bring in. So the ultimate goal is to do all these things we're going to do and bring in these, like I said, you know, intellectual capital, financial capital, everything that we need to do that will invigorate our community. Our community can start companies that will actually support these other companies, et cetera, start their own. Then you have like an exponential buildup of your own capital, intellectual capital within the city. You know, it takes a couple generations, but that's the goal. Right? Multi-generational, multi-year mm-hmm. goal.
What do you see happening? I haven't heard very positive things on the Civic. You've been here for 2 months. But I think a city needs something like a Civic. You know, a city to me needs museums, it needs good infrastructure, but it needs things like the Civic and the arts, everything. Newspaper, local radio. Civic, in that whole area down here, before you were here a few years ago, we got, you know, somebody offered to buy it and really got, people fired up over the way it was handled. like I said, well before you were here.
Yeah.
And, but that whole riverfront down there, and you've come in and inherited that riverfront plan.
Right.
Have you had a chance to look at that?
I have. I will start out with, it's unfortunate that, you know, there was a problem with that current proposal. I'll start with that. And I do agree with you that a civic center is, or not a civic center, the civic auditorium, the convention center.
Yeah, convention center.
Is 100% necessary to do all, so all these things we're talking about.
Yeah.
Right? About, you know, right-sizing our operation, being lean, bringing in intellectual capital, financial capital, et cetera. Well, you know what? You need a convention center.
And you need one that will bring people in, right, that has breakout rooms.
Right.
And so that you can, you know, I mean, that people will want to come here.
That's right. So I'm pro convention center. It's a very complicated situation. I can't really talk about a whole lot of it. But,
yeah,
you know, I can tell you this. Nobody wants to shut it down.
Yeah.
That's I could say that with conviction to you and with authority that nobody wants to shut it down. That is not the goal.
Right.
So it's necessary. It's, you might even say it's mandatory. We're trying to make a nexus about, you know, what the financial impact is and what it brings in, et cetera. So, you know, it is part of the community. And, you know, when we talk about, like, again, I'm overusing it, but us.
Yeah.
Well, a civic center is us. And it's just a black eye. You have this beautiful facility in the Sheraton right there. You have Turtle Bay. You have the bridge. All this, the gardens.
Rodeo grounds,
which are amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
And I just wish there was more functions advanced.
Well, I, you know, we are planning on doing that, having more. But you're right. Absolutely right. There needs to be more down there.
Right. But it's a perfect location.
There's
vast grass around it for, like, outdoor venues, et cetera.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not dancing around it. I'm telling you that we want it, and it has to be here, and that it has to be part of the future moving forward.
Is there going to be some, well, we're going to have to tighten our belt. So is there going to be, there's going to be some belt tightening that's going to upset people?
Right.
That was kind of a question.
Well, it's true.
A question and a statement.
Well, it's,
if you're going to get back on track.
But, you know, honestly, it's a question that everybody knows the answer to.
Yeah.
You have to tighten up. We have to tighten up. We're looking at a $5 million deficit just right now. And it's only exponential in the next couple of years. Eight million. If we do nothing, it's 8 million in 2 years. And then we're in bankruptcy on the general fund side. So, you know, it's not exactly a good scenario. There's obviously, we're working on a plan. Do I think it's going to be successful? Yes. We're going to turn over every single stone as far as cost reduction, cost recovery, and elimination of waste in order to recoup a lot of that. And that'll be in the form of millions.
Okay.
And then, but, you know, we're unless we can have a miracle with earnings, we will face the restructuring. That will have to happen. And regardless, an efficiency restructuring will take place even if things are bright and at the best, because we do have duplication of duty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's something that's going to be a challenge for the community that we're going to have to embrace together. Because it's not aligned with our current economic structure and reality. And unfortunately, you know, there is an element of reality here, and you can't just think positive on it. And I'm a positive thinker.
Yeah.
I think you have to have a positive attitude in life or you're never going to succeed in anything you're doing. But you do have to have, you know, some reality in it. And is this a reality that can be sustained if you have X revenues and Y expenditures and that they don't match? That's not going
to
work.
My friends, I hope you're listening to this man. He's speaking straight to us. He's just told us what the plan is, and it's not going to be easy. And there's going to be some hurt feelings and some tightening. Listen to what he says. He's not sugarcoating this. And I'm glad that we are archiving this so that we can push people to it. Because you're laying it out, and it's not all roses here.
It's not roses, but the ultimate goal is not just roses, but a full flower garden. And,
there you go.
And beautiful trees and flowers and hummingbirds and
tomatoes, some peaches over there.
Exactly. There's an end goal here that is the ultimate positive.
Sure.
And
you see the end goal.
Yes.
And you see the steps to get there.
100%.
So your mission, so your objective is here with all your intermediate objectives in between.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how this works out.
Yeah.
William?
It'll be exciting.
Oh, I expect you to be back on this show a lot.
I will.
And, you know, leading us through this, what's happening. And I think what bothers people the most is not knowing what's happening. They're seeing something, but well, why is this happening? And not really understanding it.
Right.
Before you came here, why was Placer the way it was for a year?
Right.
And it was, lawsuits were going back and forth, and it was ridiculous. As soon as they were settled, it got fixed. But people didn't know that. They just knew that their car was needing to be realigned every 2 weeks from the potholes. So the more people we have on commissions and committees, and that's the other thing William's asking for, is involvement. And we've got a lot of smart people out there.
We do.
Oh, there's a lot.
They're
very
already
successful.
They're
smart
already
people.
Signing up.
Great. That's good to hear. So, okay. Well, we've got like 30 seconds for you to finish up.
Well, I'm just very grateful for the opportunity. And, you know, I know that it's, you know, not all, a lot of this is happy news.
No.
But there is a plan, and there's energy and competency to put this through for success, and there's a vision of a beautiful ending. So that's what we're doing. We want to make sure that we can achieve that, get our goal of the beautiful city that Reading should be right now, and really make it a place where it's multi-generational. It's already multi-generational, but multi-generational way that is continuing to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Just grow intellectually, grow spiritually, grow in every single
way. Where our kids will have a place to work as they grow up,
right,
and don't have to leave.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. William Tarbell, thank you very much for joining us today. Hey, have a great day. Hit those show and shines. God bless America.